This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We've been doing quite a subject lately. Very important, practical, but complex. Siv Daled. Siv Daled. We're going to try to do Siv Daled and Siv Hey. Asur Likrois Keneged Erva Afilu Shal Oivigilum. It is prohibited to say Shema opposite an Erva, even of a Gentile. V'chein keneged ervas katan asr, likewise, opposite the erva of a minor is asr. Says the Rama, v'yesh matira neged ervas katan, some permit opposite the erva of a katan, kol zman she'ino roi labia. If the katan, if it's a male under, we'll see what age, maybe 9, a female under 3, there are those who are matir opposite their erva, v'chein ikar. In other words, if there's a baby in the room, and the baby is clean, but the baby's erva is uncovered, then according to this yesh matirin, it would be permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah, keneged erva, dechsiv, ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech b'karav machanecha. Hashem, your God, is walking amidst your camp. V'haya machanecha kadosh, your camp should be holy. V'layira b'cha ervas davar, should not be seen in you an erva of any matter. Mikan lamdu chacham, and from here the sages learn, that any place that Hashem our God is with us, so the way you read the pasuk is Hashem is with you. Whenever Hashem is with us in a very significant way, when we're saying Shema, Tefillah, Divrei Torah, we have to be careful that the erva is not seen. V'hainu shelo yeh devar erva keneged panav shel adam hakorei oy hamispalo kamoy enav. That is, the erva should not be opposite a person in his eye range. Now, I wonder, is there a shear? In other words, let's say you're a mile away and you can't see. So, what would the halacha be?
The karev states.
This is number 47. So what is karev? Vishir kamol ayinav. The Be'er Halacha says an ayin tes. As far as you can normally see. What you're able to see. If it's far enough that you can't see it anymore, then it's permitted. It's kimloy einav. Let's say you have extra X-ray vision. We go by the average person. We go by the adam beinoni. Okay. Now, kedemuchach. Actually, I'm not sure about that. If you can't see, then we say, well, somebody who has average eyesight could see. It's a problem. But I don't know if you could see. We say, I don't know that we would say it's not a problem just because you're the only one who could see it. Maybe I would say it's still a problem if you could see it. Okay. Kedemucha b'simnayin tesef beiz. V'chein shaliyah az araim. Also, the person themselves cannot be undressed. Sha'ideze misra'ya erva shalai. Then his erva is seen. So kolo gam kem b'mikra hazeh. Lo yira b'cha. We had this. You're not allowed to see someone else's erva. And your erva cannot be uncovered. Sivkatan chaf, shel akum, af al pi shenemar behem besar chamoyrim besaram, ema kibehema ba'alma dami, kamash malan. You would think it says they're compared to chamoyrim u kibehema. The chiddush is that it's still a problem. The chiddush is that it is still an issue. So what about keneged the erva of a behema? So it's muchach from here that it's permitted. Prichadosh, primagadim, shachnach rab, danishchai, kafachayim. They all say it's meikra din, it's mutter, mimidas, chasidus, yeishli zahar. Okay. Ervas katan. Ayin bebeis Yosef dolechashash ledea machmir rach lecharchila. Look in Beis Yosef that he's only a choshish for the das of the machmirim lecharchila. So it's interesting. Even though the Mechaber here is Ma'atik, that Keneged Eras Katan Asur, in the Beis Yosef is only Choshish for it L'Chadchila. V'yesh Ma'atiren, V'katan Be'atzma Yuchal Likrois Kishu Aroim Ad Ben Tes Shanim. A Katan himself could read if he himself is undressed until 9. V'neged Erva. So in other words, the same way to see the Erva of a Katan is not a problem, for the Katan himself to have his Erva uncovered, it wouldn't be a problem. V'neged Ervas Ish Hu Mutar Rak Ad She'yagia L'chinuch. Opposite the Erva of a man, it would be Mutar for a Katan until he reaches the age of Chinuch. Libya. So what's the age of Bia? Haina Bekatan Beis Tes Shanim, a male at 9 is Roy Libya, Uviktana Adbas Gimel Shanim, a woman at 3. V'chei Nikr, this is the Iker Shita, Kazamagin Avram, Mekamakam Lo Yechaz Hamayal Ho'erva Biyadoi Bishas Habracha, even though, this is very relevant. If someone's a Mayal, according to the Mechaber, how do you say a bracha on the Mila if there's an Erva of a Katan in front of you? But according to the, by the way, according to the Rama though, it's permitted l'chadchila. Are Sfardim machmir l'chadchila not to look? I never heard that. But even according to Ashkenazim, the Mayo should not hold the Erva at the time of the Bracha, and the El Yerav and the Masada Mekel. Prima Gadim says this is not a time for, you know, stringent practices. You got to do what's best for the procedure and hold it. Namely, not to hold it at the time of the bracha. You got to hold it. Sifhei erva ba'ashashis, television. No, well, that's not what it means, but it's similar. Erva ba'ashashis means there's a glass in front of the erva. V'roya oisa derech dav noisan, you see the erva through the glass. Also likros kinegdat siv lo yerbecha eras davar. V'ha mischazaya, you could see it. No, it's covered. Yeah, that's not called covered. If you could see it, it's not covered. Ba'ashashis, says Mishabro hishel zechuchas, oi beged dak haman here, or a very thin garment, ad shener ha'erva, it's a very thin curtain, to the point where ever seen, oi tefach mi basar isha, or a tefach from the skin of a woman, b'mak m'shadag liyas mechupa, shegam zehu nikra erva, b'chanal b'sif hei. Now, we brought in the earlier that there's a shaila whether closing your eyes helps in front of tefach megula b'isha, right? Remember we had in the beginning of the siman, does it help to close your eyes? And the Mishnah Berurah says, well, b'shas hadchak, it will help. But now, if it's covered in a glass and you close your eyes, then it helps the chadchila. Because A, it's covered, and B, you don't see it. He says, Va'atzima seinayim shari, closing your eyes helps b'chol gavnei l'kol yama. Why? Kivin she'erva al kapanim mechusa, since the erva is covered. Asur likrois, va'afilu hi bevayis acher, even if it's in a different house. V'royoy sederach ha'shosh she'bechalan, you could see the erva through the glass window. It doesn't matter if it's in a different rishus. Lefisha beriyo talakosav. It's dependent on seeing, and you could see it. Vafilu b'diavad tzarach lachsav alikros. You would even have to b'diavad read again. Okay, Rabbeisai, we're going to hold it over here. Thanks everybody for joining. I wish everyone agun Shabbos. See everybody Monday.
Why through a glass? Why is it worth anything? I understand.
Why is it worth anything?
Why is now closing your eyes okay?
Because it's covered.
It's not covered. You can see it.
No, it is covered. See, definition of covering doesn't mean seeing. Definition of covering is cover.
The whole thing here is about seeing. It's not about kiloy. It's not about being in the presence of it. Oh, it's covered off. Okay, and then, now there's machitza. It's not machitza. I can still see it.
So what does it do?
May I say the thing about, mm-hmm. if I saw a third fucking, even though you can see, still is called the Machitza of Karnes and Moshe. Is that the same thing?
The answer, take a look in Mishnah Berura, Siv Katan Chavtas. In other words, we're going to see in Siv Vav whether closing your eyes helps or not, right? There's a shita that helps, there's a shita that doesn't help. According to the shita that doesn't help, it does work when there's a chatzitza. So the shaila is, what if you close your eyes and they're glass, and you're wearing glasses? So do you have... Thing is, the glasses are not a... Okay, l'chor, the glasses don't do anything. Okay.
Pizza.
What?
The glasses are not a pizza.
No, l'chor not.
Right.
Okay, hatzlacha, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.